I'm recording on Zoom through the Owl, no video, just audio. And we're going to try and take, for the first time, we'll try and do our minutes directly from the Zoom transcript. We'll see how it goes. So it's going.
Yep, great. So we're going to call a meeting to get it to order at 4:56. Oh, 4:57 now. And first item is approval of the minutes. But I was not here, so thank you for leaving, taking our last set of minutes. Sending them along. Any edits? Probably will be approved. I'll second that. Thank you. All right. Any objections?
The recording won't recognize who's moving. So Barbara Joel
Barb,
Walsh is
yes.
moving. I'm seconding. So we
Natasha,
should, Natasha said
we
who's
should stare.
seconding. So we
Yes.
should say our names before we speak, actually, because otherwise it won't get the.
Yes. Thank you for that reminder. All right. Any objections to approving the May minutes? None. Then we can go ahead and approve them. There's no member of the public, so we're going to move right past that into the director's report.
And I don't have anything new since I sent it out. So if people have questions about anything in here or not in here, answer them.
I just want to say that I had my a work retreat, and two of the members of the staff live in Moncton, and they were devastated by the new hire. The new hire
So
who is
Julie
coming from.
McGowan is going to be our new library assistant with an emphasis on youth services, and she just seems incredible. And she's been the doing the children's programming and children's library and stuff in Moncton. So
That's
they're
great.
very sad to lose her, and I can understand why. But it's just I'm so excited. It's going to be an incredible fit. Both in terms of her skill set and expertise, and also just personality wise, she's going to be a great addition to the team. And she starts next week. So yeah, it was the last hire we had to make before moving into the new building. We're now fully staffed. It feels really, really good.
And this is the position we had left vacant for a while after the move out of that building, right?
Yeah, I mean, before in the old building, we had 2 20-hour a week desk positions. Now we have three. So one position was new and one was left open. I guess this one, it's fair to say, is the one that was left open because Lynn was the previous youth services person.
Question.
Yes.
What did you give a presentation on in the Vermont Library System?
Oh, I presented on successful capital campaigns in libraries. And I presented with Maeve McBride from CPG Enterprises, our fundraising consultant. So it was sort of a blueprint for a capital campaign, and she outlined sort of big picture what to expect, what the consultant's role is, and I sort of did a side by side case study of here's how it worked at Ilsley, and this was my experience and what it was actually like, what how heavy a lift it was for the director, what your role ends up being.
It was great.
I thought it went really, really well. I thought it was a great presentation. I was really disappointed by the turnout. We got 20 people, so that was.
What was Trisha's vote? Thank you.
I believe she was a part of the Golden Dome Awards presentation. Oh, Red Clover. I can never remember which one is which, but
She's capable of doing both.
Yes,
Yeah,
exactly.
exactly.
And I think hers was probably a little bit better attended. I couldn't
So a
attend it,
lot of
but
youth librarians and perhaps fewer that are thinking about embarking on a capital campaign.
No, that's what surprised me. I thought there'd be a lot of fundraising going on, but I guess not. But it was a great conference. It's a good conference.
Where was it?
It was at UVM on the UVM campus,
UVM.
which was a little clunky because it was spread between three or four different buildings. But they did a great job. VLA did a great job of set making it very clear where to go and stuff. We had two keynote speakers, and the second one was why I'm blanking on our state representative's name all of a sudden, but not Ruth Hardy, our state,
Oh, state.
yeah.
Becca Bailyn.
Becca Ballant,
Oh,
thank you.
yeah.
Oh my
Yes.
gosh, yeah. So Becca Ballant came as sort of a surprise speaker, which was really
Oh, that's more
uplifting.
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet she's sure
She was good.
she's yeah.
She was engaging. Yeah. But that was fun.
Her job right now. Yeah.
Other questions about the report?
The Memorial Day parade was awesome.
Oh, that was, yeah, I was gonna ask about that.
It was, we were so nervous. Wilder and I woke up that morning and it was pouring.
That's what
And
I
I was
heard.
like, no one is going to show up. But then it kind of stopped raining right before the parade started and we got a good turnout. So, yeah, I was really happy about that.
Great, great photo. You know what
Great
the kids are
photos. Yeah. The kids carried the banner the
the
whole way. They were all excited to have their t-shirts. We handed out every single bookmark, saved the dates, all the seed packets. So we got the word out.
Yeah.
And yeah, people seemed excited. So good. It was a success.
Great. Any other director's report questions? So the next thing is the annual retreat, and we had said that we were going to try and schedule that for the fall, if we could. And so I think we were looking kind of into September, maybe even as late as
I
October.
think we were talking
October. Okay.
or
Or
November
even
or early
November.
November.
Okay. With a focus on the strategic plan at that point
Yeah.
and kind of process for kicking off that strategic plan. So, what are people's schedules look like getting into, say, let's say November? Were we thinking of weekend or there was would be a weekday, correct?
That is totally up to the
Yeah.
board.
Yeah, I think that's a
In the past, people have preferred to do a weekday. Both are equally easy for me.
Yeah. Natasha, you prefer weekday or
I think it
weekend?
depends on, I really need to look at the school schedule actually, which I don't have.
We can also set this tentatively and then people can
And
confirm what,
Right now I don't have any schedule, but I just know that like by the time we get there, so I'll start getting scheduled. So I just want to be mindful. But at this point, short of the week of Thanksgiving, which obviously no one is scheduling anything, I mean it'd probably be safe. I want to say the first week, sometime in the first week of November, probably earlier in the week, like the second or the third. I'm gonna just see if I can pull up
I'm
the
pulling up
20,
the I'm pulling
26,
up the
27.
26, 27 calendar right now.
So the second and third, I Gussie and Juno have dentist appointments both days, but I could do the fourth, the fifth, or the sixth.
So the fourth is going to be an early release day for
Okay.
you, Tasha.
I can't do Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays
Tuesdays and
are out.
Tuesdays and
Okay.
Thursdays.
So Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. The week before and after the first week of November are pretty open for me.
Yeah, I could do anything the week of the 26th right now.
Yeah, I
I
could
could
do
do
that.
anything the week of the 2nd, and I
Yeah.
could do anything the week of the 9th or the 16th. Actually, all those 4 weeks will work right now.
16th is very open for me as well.
16th of
The week of the
November.
16th of November.
16th of November. Okay, I wasn't sure if we were back into October again or not. Yeah, that should work for me. I'd rather, you said not Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
I think that's
Tuesdays
Tuesdays
or
or
Thursdays.
Thursdays.
Yeah. I'd rather not Mondays. Do we want to look at a Friday?
Sure.
Fridays are fine for me.
Fridays are really good for
Oh, could
that.
do the 6th, the 13th, or the 20th.
So I don't know. The 20th is the day before break.
Okay.
So if the 6th, so
The 6th of the
the 6th of November.
Or the 13th all seem.
Yeah.
So let's, I'll
What?
email
I was
Claire.
gonna say, let's find out from Claire whether the
And
6th or
if
the
one of
13th.
those is good, and then we'll book it.
And in the past, what has been the schedule for the day, like roughly?
We usually start at 9,
okay.
have like a 3-hour session with like a, you know, a little break in the middle. Then we stop for lunch. And then I think we go like 1 to 3, kind of wrap up with like a, yeah. Yeah, 9 to 3 is sort of what it looks like.
Okay, we can get it. Yeah, it was more than 10, you know? And yeah, and typically our agenda, we map out a little bit in advance, but
yeah,
it is very free flowing, and we don't generally worry too much about getting at the super comprehensive notes and those pieces.
He should, she said, they said.
I was just going to say, we're going to do it in the new building, right?
I think so. In the past, we've always done it at my home, and I'm happy to do that again. But I think we're going to want to be in the new building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be so exciting.
We have the space.
Well,
so
yeah.
We just have to make sure we book it too, right? Because
as soon, I'm writing down reserve space, reserve conference room.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's a bed
that is
conference rooms.
Real fast, yeah.
Right.
Okay, that's great. I'll email the group and Claire and
perfect. So yeah, for the 6th to the 13th. Great. Okay.
Okay, excellent.
So next piece for the agenda is renovation and expansion updates. This is the calendar.
This is the updated calendar, and I can point out what's new. High level. Things are going well. We remain on schedule. We remain on budget-ish in that I made a final solicitation. We got a $50,000 gift that got us, that allowed us to say yes to a lot of things that had sort of been hanging out.
That's
we now great. Have a $6,000 reserve. I think we're going to need more. I know we're going to need more than that. I don't think I can really fundraise anymore, but I do have some reserve funding in the library's capital improvements budget. And I think that'll be enough to cover what we need to get to the finish line. So we've really only got 7 weeks left.
Yeah.
So
does that include the move and all,
yeah,
all expenses?
All in. Furniture, everything,
okay.
everything.
And as we are getting closer to some of those pieces, we're not hearing anything about, oh, this is back ordered or any delays in furniture or shelving or anything?
Nope, so far so good. The little fly in the ointment that we're encountering is the elevator. The elevator is the last thing to go in,
okay.
Always, apparently. Mm-hmm. And so the elevator is here now, but it needs to be assembled, and that's a long process. And I didn't realize it's been such an education for me, as this whole project has been. Once the elevator is assembled, we don't just get to start using it. It needs to pass its state inspection. And so what REARC has told me, if you look at your July, it's double-sided. So if you look at the July thing, we don't really get the keys until the 24th, but the shelving installation will start on the 20th. It is likely that the elevator will be completed, but not inspected at that point. So the shelving people would not have the elevator to do the install. And I don't know how feasible that really is for them. So there is a loophole, an expensive loophole. We can pay someone from the state to come and operate the elevator for us, which is crazy because it's literally just pushing the button. And it's like $300 or $400 an hour.
What? Look at that job. That's ridiculous. That's
what I want in that job.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Well, why can't we work with the state? Is there no, I mean, I'm sure we are because they're trying to work with the state to move it up.
Yeah. And I think it's just going to be really, it's going to be really tight. It's basically like they're going to finish the elevator on the 15th or 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're moving in on the 20th. The shelving starts on the 20th. And so I'm sure the state is like, you let us know when you're finished and then we schedule you. I don't know the details. But Rearc has prepared me for the possibility that the elevator is done, but we can't use it unless we pay extra. So it's not, you know, it's annoying and silly, but it's not a crisis. We will still be able to use the elevator, assuming it does continue on schedule.
Will the shelving arrive before the installation?
No, the shelving arrives
with the installation.
With the installers, yeah.
Because I would say we could take it through a window or something if it came early enough.
Well, the windows are inoperable. The shelf, but they could be, we could rent a lift and put them up on the roof terrace. Whether that would be more or less expensive than the $300 an hour for 8 hours, I don't know. Yeah.
Again, after the state inspection, then you will hire a company for your inspection. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. And Rearc Property Management will be coordinating that for us, at least for the first few years.
Yeah.
So that's the big news. On schedule, looking okay for budget. It just looks amazing. Every time I'm in there, it looks more and more finished and really, really good. They're going to start to do the plantings at the end of June, so the landscaping will start up. They just finished dry ice blasting the marble on the interior, so it all looks really good. Trying to think of what else is new and exciting.
Oh my gosh, the stairs in front.
The stairs look so good.
Just amazing.
The stairs look amazing. There's also, it's hard to see from the street, but there's a bench on the little plaza out by the main street entrance. And that paved plaza is bigger than I kind of realized it would be. So that's nice. And now I'm thinking about maybe putting out like a cafe table or two or something like that out on Main Street, which would be kind of fun. They've put a huge wraparound bench on the roof terrace. The roof itself is almost done. It's all new tile or slate. All the slate you see is new and all the copper is new and shiny. And the roof was in better, like it wasn't in worse condition than they thought. So it's not going to be more expensive than the quote, which is good. I was worried about that. Our book drop was installed. That's really fun. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have questions about the work that's going on in there?
I think we're really down to the sort of finishing touches, pieces.
Yeah, they have started. So Judith has started putting together a punch list, working with the architects. They're calling it a pre-punch list, but it's the same thing. So even as they're finishing the project, they are also now going back and correcting things that weren't done to Judith and Tim Duff's level of standard, which is great that can, because the more pre-punch list they can do, the shorter the punch list is, so the more likely Rearc is to get out at July 24th.
Dana, do you think we could do like a very brief walkthrough for the next meeting?
Oh, yes. I think the best thing to do is for you to email me times that are good for you. Because I've found it's just too hard to organize the group tours. And I don't have that many hard hats anyways. So just email me when you want to go through. I'm there every day at this point. So it's not a big deal to just do a walkthrough. So just let me know when it'll be good. It goes for everyone that wants to do another walkthrough sometime soon.
I would love to do one because I haven't done one since.
Student members are.
I have a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so yeah, paint is up now. The lights are installed.
Oh my gosh, the lights. I didn't realize we walked by. They are amazing on the second floor. I didn't realize they were going to have those. Those were beautiful.
Yeah. It'll look really nice at night when it's kind of. I've been in Middlebury after dark, so I haven't seen them in the evening. Beautiful. But yeah, they're like little hanging lanterns.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
And this is a little aside. Barbara already knows this, but we got the. We've been working with Toad Hall Flowers on florals for the grand opening. And one of the things he's going to do that I think is so cool is he's going to do three hanging hydrangea clouds. And so he gets like basically chicken wire and puts hydrangeas all around it. So it's like this giant ball of hydrangeas. And then we're going to suspend it underneath the lights, those round lights in the atriums. So it's going to be like lights and flower clouds and like, yeah, this will be really pretty.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah. So that's a fun feature. So yeah, everything is going along well. I think we have my countdown. I think it's 7 weeks until we're supposed to reach the substantial completion, which is when we get the keys.
Do we have a date that we have to be out in Virgins?
Not really, no. No one's trying to get, 6 weeks and 4 days.
There's township.
No one's going into that space after us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have sort of a goal in your mind for what you are hoping for?
Well, so let's, I would say early September. Let's go. I'll point out some of the stuff that's new on our schedule. I can't remember if I shared this last time, but we do plan to stop ordering. Well, we have stopped ordering books for this fiscal year. Yes. And rather than starting July 1st, we will wait till we're closer to being in the new building. On July 13th, a dumpster will arrive in Vergennes. So that's new. We've contracted with Casella to deliver a dumpster for a week. And the librarians have asked for that as they're packing up out there. There's stuff to get rid of. So my hope is that during that week of the 20th, we will get rid of everything in Vergennes that isn't going back to Duclos. Then the following week, or no, sorry.
13.
Then the week of the 3rd, Meyer will move everything out of Vergennes, all of the books and all of the furniture. And then the following week, we haven't finalized the dates yet, but Meyer will break down and move all the shelving and bring it to Stephen Donadio's storage site. And so theoretically at that point, if we've gotten rid of all of our junk and everything has been moved and the shelving has been taken down, there really shouldn't be that much left. So I think mid-August will be the time that, you know, Emmanuel can go in and do a final vacuum. There is just no question that it will be in better condition than what we found it. It already is. Emmanuel did so much work out there. I don't think we really have to do anything other than vacuum up and give them back the keys. I think it's going to be a pretty easy closeout in Vergennes. In the Duclos building, it'll be a little more involved, but I don't think any more difficult. The week of the 10th, Meyer will move all of the stuff out of the Duclos building that's coming here. We have already given away most of the furniture that we're not taking. So people will come that week to take what they want. Some of the furniture is staying for the new occupants moving in. And then the week of the 17th or the week of the 24th, we haven't hammered out the dates yet. Earth, Waste, and Metal will come in and remove the shelving from Vergennes. And then I forget the name of the company, but the painters that the bank prefers to use will come in and patch and paint the walls. So I think by the end of August, we should be able to be done in Duclos. And I've worked with Jamie McKenna at the bank to come up with the whole closeout list of things we have to do at the bank. But I think we should be able to be pretty much by the beginning of September, I would think we should be totally out of both spaces. We've given back our keys. We're done.
Do you have to undo any of the physical changes that happened before you moved in? Was there a wall or something that was built on the staircase? Or
oh no, we're not doing that. That was just extremely expensive.
Yeah, that's what I was.
No, that was kind of like a boon for the bank because this allows them to. The tenants coming in after us don't have to pay to put in a security system and a wall the way we did.
Right.
So, I think there's three smaller organizations that are all going to be using that space. And so, yeah, that wall will stay there.
We're not losing.
No. No.
It's kind of the general gesture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Pass that on.
In fact, the water fountain that we brought over to Duclos broke about a month ago,
Oh.
and we paid to purchase a new one to install, knowing that we'd be leaving in 3 months. As you said, just the generous gesture, given how generous they've been to us. And on that subject, I have the signed letter thanking the National Bank of Middlebury. I printed out some photos of the library in the space, and I'm going to get the photos and the letter framed, and we'll give that to the bank trustees and Caroline. And then I sent out that draft of the special impact report, I'm calling it, which kind of highlights the bank. So Meg, if you're willing to give a quote at some
I
point in
am
a picture,
very willing to give a
great.
quote, and yes, I find a
Great.
picture that will go.
Is it, are we, do we segue into that?
We can talk
I
about that,
just,
yeah.
yeah, I thought it was really great. The only thing that I had a problem with is it compares to what it was in the main library, and I don't think we need to do that. You know, is it, well, it wasn't, I can't remember, circulation dropped by 30% or 50%. I can't remember what the numbers were, but I don't think you need to compare it for them because it's, you know, how many thousand people walk through that door is probably more interesting to them than compared to what it was at the old library. So I would just take that out. I think it's.
I mean, it's very interesting for us in
Yeah.
terms of looking at how well we were still able to serve the
Yeah.
community. And I think kudos to you and your team, Dana,
Yeah.
for everything that went into that. And I thought that was a stunning statistic, actually, that the number of people who were coming in, despite the fact that we've
Has really stayed,
relocated in
yeah.
a smaller space and you're paging books, I thought that was amazing. And I think that's great for us internally. But yeah, I think I agree with you too, Barbara.
Yeah.
The bank isn't concerned about what the library did before,
Yeah, that's a
recognizes
good
what it's
point.
doing.
Okay, I'll take that out.
But it's a really good point. I hope that we can put a pin in it so that we remember that because I think that's really notable.
Yeah.
And I guess that was going to
So
be,
true.
do we have a distribution plan for what this, what, how the publication will go out?
So I am gonna try and print up a couple hundred copies it, as soon as we can in August, like August 1st,
Yep.
and then we'll hand them out in the
Okay.
library and the bank that
Yep.
first week of August.
Okay.
I'll post it on the website digitally, and I'll probably mail a copy to our biggest donors. And other than that, I hadn't thought further than that. Provide a link to it in our August newsletter, maybe.
How open is the Abbey indeed to print something like that without having to pay for it?
I don't think they would print it. That's a lot of pages.
Not in its entirety, for
Not in
sure.
its entirety. But maybe I could support my or send my director's letter from that report to them as a as an open letter or
That's why
something
they're
like
looking at
that.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder if any portion of this might be something that the rec department might be able to help us in their, you know, how they often have those little ads. Because timing wise, it would be nice to have a thank you come out along with something about the
The grand
full
opening.
Uber grand opening in
Yeah.
their fall
In their
program.
fall program. Okay.
So I don't know if there are pieces of this that we could pull for each of those things.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you guys. Okay, back to our schedule. I'm just trying to think about what else has been kind of added since we last met. On July 16th, we'll have the blower door test. Or no, sorry, that's the backup date.
What is that?
It's the 14th, we'll have it. So that is, we are paying an envelope commissioning agent basically to make sure that REARC did a good job, did as good a job as they're contractually obligated to do in terms of making the building tight.
So they test, they tested it.
They test the, it has, they pressurize the building or they create negative pressure in the building, I can't remember which. And then they can track how much air is coming in or out. And then REARC, if it ha if it's worse than it's supposed to be, REARC has an opportunity to address the errors. They bring in a heat gun so they can see where the air is coming in. And so then REARC can try and patch those.
And remind me, did we get any grants or anything that was tied to that envelope?
Not the envelope, no. But we did get, we're hoping to get a federal reimbursement for the HVAC system.
That was
Oh,
that.
wait, you know what? We are hoping to get a reimbursement from the state. No, not from the state, from maybe Green Mountain Power or someone. There's some reimbursement that we get if the envelope is tight enough. Okay. Shelving installation, we've talked about that. By July 30th, all the furniture and shelving should be in the new building. We'll leave that as sort of a swing day. And then on July 31st, I was planning on sort of earmarking that as like the staff move-in day. So making sure we have plenty of desk coverage so everyone has a couple hours where they can bring their own personal stuff in and set up their desk. And that's the day that I'm thinking I'll tell everyone, go to the National Bank or no, the Vermont Bookshop, pick out a book for yourself, get yourself a coffee, go spend a few hours just like reading and settling in and enjoying the space. So I haven't told them that that's going to be the plan yet, but I am telling them, like, get your stuff together and we'll have a fun day setting up our personal spaces.
And is that something that like the trustees can pitch in for, or are we going to do something different, or?
I'm thinking of this as a trustee-sponsored event. If the trustees want to pay for the books, I guess, I don't think it would be more than $300, but
I think we discussed it
at the
during
last
staff
meeting,
appreciation day, right? That that was.
yes, we can call it Staff Appreciation Day.
And maybe we can get a few of the gift cards that Vermont Bookstore offers and hand those out along with some other nice things. Maybe we'll take that kit.
Oh yeah, that could be a.
So then we can just do it, right? Like that makes it easy.
Yeah, I mean, I was planning on just telling Becky, like, open a tab
Oh,
because we buy a lot of books from them. So that way the librarians can just go in and pick out a book. But we could also, I mean, a gift card is also a nice idea. Like, it's fun to open something and yeah, we can figure that out as we get closer, what's easier.
And is that going to be a staggered thing the way we've done staff appreciations, or are you going to try and do it at, 4 o'clock when everybody's done for the
No, I
day?
think it'll be during the workday.
Okay,
I think
yeah,
that
that's what
makes
I'm
it,
thinking.
it's, yeah, I think that makes it a little more fun.
But the library, the Duclos Library,
We'll
will
stay
be.
open. Yeah, we'll make sure we have plenty of substitutes in the building. And then Royce and I can each take half a day. I don't need time to move into my desk. I've had a lot of time over there.
So this is kind of a logistical thing, but if we if the trustees want to do a little package that includes a gift certificate, we should have it at the new library and they pick it up and then go to the bookstore, or should we take it over to Duclos and
Whatever your
whatever
preference would be, I think it'd be fun to give it to them
like
in the new building, kind of.
Would we be able to put them on their desks at
Yeah,
that point?
yes,
So from their
like a
desks.
welcome, like a welcome bag.
That's kind of what
Yeah, I
we
love that.
was a little welcome kit.
That would be so sweet. They would love that. That'd be really nice.
And how many staff? Oh, you
Yeah.
just along the
There's 15.
15,
I think it'll be a
individually.
little less than that because that 15 includes David and he doesn't have a desk and he won't be a part of this. I'll do something else special for David. He'll
But
have to
we could
have his.
still make him a little special.
Yes, you can.
Just put
Okay.
songs.
But yeah, but he won't be a part of this probably.
But
I
Julie will
think
go
it's
for it.
12. I think it's 12.
I
Would you
counted
include
when we were going
Royce?
to do
Yes,
it.
of course.
Oh,
For
okay.
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. As long as
And
you've
I
got a
think we would
number.
include Kurt and Drew as well for MCTV. Yeah. So maybe it is 13 or 14. Yeah.
Now, this is just a question aside. Does Emmanuel have a staff now, or is he the one who is going to keep the building?
It will just be Emmanuel. But I think it will be absolutely fine. He does both these buildings right now.
And
He
his
has a lot to.
plus the Virgin's one.
Well, yeah, we don't really clean that,
Right,
but
but.
he's been doing a weekly trip out to Vergennes to page books. He's had plenty of time. And the new building, he spent a lot of time in the old building preparing things and like doing deep cleans on spaces that hadn't been cleaned in a long time. I think him being able to start fresh in this new building, I think he'll be able to, yeah.
It did occur to me, and we'll get to this when we start talking about the grand opening, that we might want to have a few people help him clean up because there's going to be glasses and straws
The grand
and
opening.
Grand
Yeah,
opening, and that might be like totally overwhelming.
Yeah.
Person.
Well, we can hire Mr. Mikes to come in because we'll have them on retainer for biohazard cleanup, as we always. That's what we've
It
done in the
just occurred
past.
to me
So that's a good
that
idea. I can
one guy and
I would want him to enjoy it too.
right. So and we have so renovation and expansion updates are first on our agenda, and then the second piece is grand opening updates
Which I
and
think we
planning.
can
But
kind of shift into
well, what I
and
was going to say is, should we go? We have a number of other documents that you shared related to kind of opening activities. So starting with the book card parade, obviously. So should we kind of take each of those in turn? Okay.
And I don't think I need to go through the whole document with people, unless folks want to. But the book cart parade will be on the 6th. We've gotten permission from the town to do it. We're not shutting down Main Street. We will have to have people sign waivers, which is fine. The bank will stay open to allow a little late that night, an hour late, to allow us to use the ramp. I think we'll have 8 carts. It'll be really tightly organized, how many carts there are, what time they're leaving at, who's pushing which cart, who's loading it up, and who's unloading it. I think it'll be really smooth. The carts will not be filled to capacity. They'll only have 2 or 3 shelves filled, so they won't be really heavy and cumbersome to push down Main Street. Royce and I think it'll take less than 20 minutes to make the round trip. We're not planning on doing anything else. Like, we're not getting food or giveaways or anything because the outdoor festival or the outdoor farmers market will be going on. So I think they'll kind of be a festive air anyways.
Claire is looking for some student to play the trumpet or
That's
something
right.
as a lead of
I've let MCTV know they will film it. What am I
I
forgetting?
clearly don't play a trumpet.
Yeah. So the one question I have, because I know for the grand opening there's a rain date. Will there have to be a rain date for, the book
That's such
parade,
a
or are
good
we going to do, are they going to do umbrellas and
that is such a good question.
just depends on if the rain's coming sideways. Like
Yeah.
yesterday,
Yeah.
it
Oh.
started raining sideways. All game, all bets are off. It's just coming down like in a drizzle of.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, it's the book, so it's
I think
probably
you'll
going to
have to
have
have a
it.
rain
You
date. I
have
think
to have
you'll
a
have
rain
to have a
date.
rain date, and we will just do the next day. Rain date will be Friday the 7th, or yeah.
And have we given them a test run, the book trucks on the pavement or anything?
I have wheeled a cart, not recently, but I've wheeled book carts down to the Vermont Bookshop many times, and it's fine.
Great.
You know, if someone is extremely unhealthy, I would, it's going to be hard, but if,
We'll count them up if they're there.
yeah, and it's going to be groups of people. So yeah, you can also just walk alongside the cart. I have signed the trustees up for a cart, so any or all of you can participate. And if there are any, if Addison County readers or someone wants to do a cart, we're kind of doing a quiet solicitation. So if anyone knows of any groups that would want to kind of claim a cart, let me know.
I have something to report about that later. That's yeah.
Is now a good time to.
Exactly. It would be a piece of information that came from the Friends of the LC Library meeting. Actually, they scoured their bylaws and they realized that Addison County Readers is actually not in the mission statement then for the house. Which is true because it's only library-related programs. So, Addison County Readers started at Elsley, and then it became at countywide.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what this program is, actually.
It's a wonderful I'll let Marita tell you, but it's a wonderful program.
Sure.
So
the Dolly Parton Imagination Library is, right, a nationwide, an international program, and there are different sponsors that our countries have sponsored. And Carol and David started the program at Elsley. Then it was a library program.
Oh, I didn't know
and
it was a library program.
And then it became a county program. Dinah Baines, you know, was the one who was instrumental. So we've been fundraising over all these years, and the friends have been really generous.
It's just Dolly Parton.
Yeah, Dolly Parton. Exactly, right. So anyway, so when they realized that it's actually not a really library-focused, you know, program, they voted unanimously to stop it, which is fine, you know.
But, stop the funding.
Which is actually fine with passing fundraise.
Okay.
Because, you know, a little bit of like, I need $2,500 from another source, but I think we can do that.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure if Addison Fundy Readers then would be the connection, you know, in the book parade. That's what we mentioned. But I mean,
understood.
Yeah. I'm confused. So does Dolly Parton Imagination, do they provide funding or they just provide
the infrastructure? Right. They have publishing companies that
the
distribution, they you know, the information that's in the flaps. So
I think when it started, she provided money. And then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why it started in libraries. And there was a certain amount of money that was given to the library to ensure that all these children's books, at least that's what it was in Illinois. That was my understanding.
Right. And she started in her home state.
Yeah.
And that is fully funded. And there are a number of states now that actually have taken it on as funding.
Oh, that's
and
great.
We had a proposal, or we started an initiative to have it done in Vermont. And then you know, the director, or is it the director of the Department of Library, and it was just horrible timing, you know?
Mm.
So now it's, I don't think it's going to happen.
So it gets funded in Vermont county by county?
The county by county, or even town by town.
Oh, so
it's very different, yeah.
So it's not, it's not currently a statewide program.
It is not.
Okay, so it's specific, this one at least is specific to
Addison. There's one in Brandon, there's one in Lucknow, there's one in South Burlington, so pockets, you know, and they're all funded with different resources.
So the friends figured out that they actually are not responsible for this. Okay, and so. So where does it sit? Like, where's their, do they always sit within the Friends, or does it, like, as an organization?
No, it's a separate organization.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yes. But the library is sort of their physical home. Like, they use our mailing address. We've always provided a small amount of space for books, and we'll continue to do that.
And that was a problem. I've been a member of it for a number of years. So United Way of Addison County is the fiscal organization. And so we're connected with them as well. But Ilse has been also generous by having us print materials.
So I chose
great program.
When I was working with the Rutland Library. I opened up a closet and there was a life-size dollar.
Cardboard looking
a little shot.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
It's the same.
And she looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for, you know.
No, I was curious.
Well, we will do, so to bring it back, we'll do a rain date for Friday the 7th. If it rains both days, we just won't do it because it's not that many books. And the movers will be there on Monday the 10th. And our last day of operations is Saturday. I mean, we could do an extra rain date to set the 8th, but no.
I think 2 days is good. If it doesn't happen, I mean, it's a great idea, but
it right, then happen, it doesn't happen. And then an event that we've added is on the 13th. We're going to do an open house for all the REARC, Weeman Lamphere, and subcontractors and their families. This is something that I thought REARC did. I had a miscommunication. I thought they were taking care of this, so I wasn't planning it. And then I touched base with their PR person to be like, is there anything I can do? And she said, well, we've never done anything like that. So it is up to us to do it, which is fine, because it's going to be a very easy and very fun event. The doors will open at 4. We will ask, I'll ask a couple of trustees and friends to take turns being greeters and welcoming people in. And basically, the building will just be open for these guys and the very few women to show their families and their kids, you know, what they've been working on. And we'll have the button making activity table set up so kids can make a button that says, like, my grown up built the Ilsley Public Library. And then at 5, we will put out a bunch of pizzas in the community room and soft drinks so people can eat dinner. And it'll end at 6. So I think it'll be pretty easy lift.
That's a nice, I think that's a really nice way to show
Yeah.
appreciation.
Well, I really appreciate it when Wilders, when the homeowners do like an open house for the crew. And very few homeowners do, which is totally, it's not an expectation that anyone would do that, but it's really nice when they do, and we get to go see what he's been working on. Then the next event will be the donor preview party. This will be at 5 p.m. Same deal. Doors will open. We'll have some scheduled greeters at the front door. We'll have a bar at the welcome desk so people can get a drink and wander around the library and do a self-guided tour. We'll have some library staff sprinkled around to answer questions. Everyone will hopefully be making their way upstairs. There'll be a second bar out on the roof terrace if it's good weather. If it's good weather, we'll have the sort of reception out on the roof terrace. I'll give some remarks at 5:30. We're going to get cheese plates from Haymaker. So wine, beer, cheese, brief words of appreciation from me. And yeah, that'll probably end. Yep, we'll all wear our.
Just read it. Headline,
Marie, did you have a name tag? You have one that says substitute, probably.
circulation. Circulation.
Circulation.
That's okay. I'm rather
I
new.
thought because
I'm rather
you
new to
were
this
new,
job.
and I was thinking we're all wearing our name tags. You did have a name tag.
Yeah, okay, a name tag for Marita.
Thank
Do you
remember Joe, like, just had, he put tape over it? What was it? He, like, was a friend, and then he got trustee, put
And
trustee
then,
over it.
or was he trustee and then he became president and he wanted
And
to
he
make
put
something?
president over
I
himself?
don't
Yeah,
remember.
he had a piece of white tape that updated his designation. I remember that. Anywho,
And so,
yeah.
if I could just look at your calendars, because I personally think it's really important that the trustees are represented at all these things. And then it's always a Wednesday or Thursday instead of rain.
Not everyone
And
has to
not
be at every
everybody,
one, but.
we should. Make sure that we have a sense that at least one or two people will be there for
Will you give me heads up, Barbara? Will you tell us when we should be there?
I will tell you
No.
what to wear and what time we should be there.
Nice instructions. That's like, I actually, that does feel like something, especially since Claire isn't here. I wonder if maybe just a list of trustee obligations
Well,
to show up.
why don't we? I'll send an email to all the trustees and say, here are the dates. Tell us when you cannot be there. I mean, as far as you know, I understand, you know, things happen, but I do think it's important that somebody be there.
And I made a note
Trust
to
you.
them to say these members of the council.
Yeah, I think that I, unfortunately, for a lot of July and August, I have to go back to India, so I think that I might not be here for a lot of this.
Will you be here for the grand
I
opening?
will be here for
Okay.
the opening because that's after school starts, I think. But I don't know. I'm still
You have a
working
lot of
that
things
out,
going
so I'll try to. But I want to be there. I mean, it's
on.
like these are the fun things. I
No,
don't care about doing that. Trust me, I want to make my place. Happy
Yeah, and similarly, I think I have pieces that may pull me away a little bit this summer.
Well,
But
and I
we're
think
just
that
going
that's
to
totally
figure it out.
fine. Between the trustees and the Friends of the Library Board and the Ilsley 100,
Yeah.
we'll have good representation at all of these.
And we've reached out to the Ilsley 100 committee already.
Oh, give they have these. Yep, they have these on their calendar.
Oh, so they're having a gathering. Is that at the library too? The
they are. Yeah, so that's early. That's on the 6th. That's going to be it's their final meeting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fabulous.
But it's more of a, I mean, it's not really a meeting. It's going to be coffee and pastry and getting their first look at the new building and sort of celebrating
the
visit.
Is that after the parade?
That's at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. before.
10 a.m.
Because that was our meeting time, Barbara, lest you forget. You certainly attended all of them for 3 years. Thursday at 10.
Wow.
Every other week.
Isn't that something?
For a big chunk of our
life. Half of our life, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you must be asking a really dumb question.
3 years we did that.
Because I remember we had this discussion, just because we brought up the Ilsley 100, and this is the last meeting. So is that the end of the Ilsley 100?
Yes.
Will there be some sort of formal vote to disband of that meeting?
No, I don't think they have.
Because they don't have the authority to do that.
Well, and I think it's implicit in their charge that the group is done once the project is brought to fruition. So it'll be the end of that. I mean, they haven't met in a year.
Do we need to do some sort of thank you to all the people who served on that committee? Because that wasn't for them.
Right.
I mean, I'll thank them at both, you know, verbally at the donor preview party and the grand opening. I've bought rosette pins for all the trustees, all the Friends Board, and all the Ilsley 100 project team members to wear at the grand opening day. So when I talk at the ribbon cutting, I'll say, you know, these are, if you see someone wearing a rosette, please say thank you because they've worked on this project or something like that. If we want to do more than that, you know, we could do another letter that the trustees sign. I don't know.
Maybe you can think of Barbara, what would you like to?
What?
To be acknowledged as a member of the.
Yeah, I think an oral thank you is perfectly fine. I, you know, a piece of paper would just go with the rest of the pieces.
Yeah. Well, and I think the Ilsley 100 committee gathering will be a thank you. That's a thank you itself. Yeah.
And we haven't seen each other. It's been a year.
Yeah. It'll be a party.
Yeah.
It'll be a little party.
It'll be good. Is Ken Perrine aware of all this?
Yes. This was specifically scheduled around Ken and Dan's wildly divergent schedules. So they will both be there.
Great. I will send out a note of all the activities, let's say mid-July, maybe the end of July. So maybe have a better sense of what's happening and then just say, well, I can't be there. I can't be there. And then I'll make sure.
And then that brings us to the grand opening.
We've covered donor preview.
Can I just ask one stupid question?
Yeah.
For the bar, like I just know from other events that I've been to, like we have someone who's licensed who's going to do all that and check ID and all that business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Royce, Trisha, Haley, and Laura have all gotten, and I have all been certified, licensed, and the town, I have submitted to the town and the state for our permit to serve alcohol on these special events, and it's been approved. So we've got all the paperwork for that. That's all taken care of. That's not a stupid question at all. That would have been a huge liability if I didn't get the permit and I was just letting the librarians serve it.
No, I mean, it's nice that you're all doing it, but it would be kind of nice for them to be able to enjoy it too.
The library. I wasn't planning on inviting all of the librarians to the donor preview party, anyways.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's what we could choose to do that. I don't know if it would actually, I'd have to think about how we hire a bartender.
There's a woman.
Because I don't know, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a woman at the college, Karen, she works at Food Service. She was the bartender for the Homeward Bound staff, or appreciation, donor appreciation. She does a lot of bartending around town for different, especially not-for-profits.
Okay.
Let me ask her what she charges. And, I bet they have a bunch of them there because the college always has to have a bar, you know, a bartender, and they would love to pick up extra.
Yeah.
The liability still the institution, correct?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not the person. Yeah.
Well, there is some liability to the individual as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so you know all about that, right?
Yeah, ask her.
I'll ask her and see, you know.
Yeah, because the training that we got is specifically for, like, these special events. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, like, for example, someone, like, the bartender at Two Brothers.
Connection.
I can't just hire them. It's different, and I don't know. But if there's someone that has, that does this sort of, right, if she does this sort of thing, then of course I'd be open. Yeah. A little more money, and then we don't have to get the librarian, so it would be great.
Right. Yeah.
They've got a lot on the plate.
They do, yeah. And I think that this is sort of one more thing for you to figure out between now and then. It's maybe not the end of the world.
Yeah,
if you can.
Yeah, they. So, Trisha, Haley, Laura, Royce. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're not surprised that those are the people. I put it out if you are interested in doing this, I'm looking for volunteers, and they volunteered.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's work that they're all suited to and they enjoy and they want to be there.
Yeah.
So
maybe that is the way to
do it. And I don't think all four of them, since there are four or five of us, like, we don't all have to be doing it the whole time. You know, we can sort of say, Royce, you do it for an hour. Haley, you can enjoy the party and switch back.
It's just wine and beer, right?
It's just wine and beer.
Wine and beer.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Wine, beer, seltzer, sodas.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Less bartending and more just pouring. Okay. Grand opening itself. I don't know how deeply we want to go into it, but at this point, I feel like we've got pretty much all the vendors lined up. We've got the overall plan. We've got the timeline. We've got the speakers sort of committed.
Bristol band.
We've got the Bristol band. REARC is going to provide a tent. That's one change that has sort of happened since the last time we met.
For the back parking lot?
For the back parking lot. It's 20 by 30.
Wow.
Their marketing person reminded me that it was extremely hot at our groundbreaking and that people were dying, basically. And she was like, maybe you want a tent to provide some shade. And she said, and that way you could also, you know, handle a light rain. So at this and it actually solves some logistical problems because it's moving the ribbon cutting away from the entry, which was going to be kind of cramped, and people were going to be spilling out both sides of the sidewalk, and it's just pulling it into the upper parking lot, and the whole upper parking lot will be closed, so
we can sort of break the sidewalk.
Right, we can cut the ribbon in front of the sidewalk to the main entry, and this way, if it's a very light rain, we don't have to use the rain date, we can still do the ribbon cutting outside, and we'll just use the rain date if, like you said, it's sideways or something.
Sideways, lightning.
Not everyone will be able to fit under the tent, but that's okay. And we're going to set up some chairs under the tent. And we'll also set up some chairs in kind of random places outside the tent. So people that get there late will have a place to sit if they need it. I'm excited about the tent. I think that'll be good. I think at this point we're starting. The committee met last week. Barbara, are there other things that you want to highlight?
I think we've got a good plan. We looked at invites.
Yeah.
And you said that 1 hour.
Yep.
And it looks great. I think it looks great. You know, kind of simple and bold. Here are the things. Because some people will just want to come to the open house. You know. Unless you have questions, you know, shoot them out.
I think at this point we're starting to do like the real detail planning. Yeah. Like the bones are there, and now it's just firming things up. And
remind me what we had said in terms of remarks. We said there was going to be a poem. We talked about maybe having a young person.
Yes.
But
and we have to pick that young person. Yeah. I asked the committee if they had any suggestions, and the suggestion was ask Trisha. So I'll just ask her. Ted Shy has confirmed that he's comfortable with a young person reading it.
Okay.
He unfortunately won't be able to make it to the grand opening. He'll be traveling, but he's really excited about the poem. being read. So it will be Dan Brown from the Select Board, Joe from the Dan Brown from the Select Board, Joe from the ILSEI 100 project team, Meg, you from the trustees, me, the young person, Johnny Illick from REARC. And then I have reached out to our lead donor to ask if they would cut the actual ribbon. I haven't heard back from them yet. If they say no, then we'll probably, I haven't thought about that yet. Maybe you as a trustee and Dan as the Select Board.
Or the town manager.
With Meg. We have
the Great Big Scissors.
We have the Great Big Scissors. And REARC actually has a second set of Great Big Scissors. Sorry, we have two scissors, so we could have, you know.
Oh, multiple people.
And then we've ordered red ribbon that says ILSEI Public Library Grand Opening, and we're going to get two volunteers stationed on either side of the children's room door to just keep pulling that ribbon, and each kid can cut their own grand opening ribbon and then take a piece home as a souvenir. So that'll be really fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is a brilliant walk.
Exactly. That was the inspiration. So, I think we're in pretty good shape for the grand opening. And we'll just, keep dialing it in and fine tuning at this point.
Okay.
Really start working on the invitations and
Okay. I see two question marks. I think it is the same next to Caleb. Can I draw?
I think I should have removed that line because I realized if we have a giant tent, it doesn't make sense to do a drone photo. And REARC is providing a photographer for the actual event.
Okay.
So I don't think we need Caleb to do it. As
I
fun,
that's okay. I
as fun as it would have been. He can just come as a guest.
Not that he wouldn't want to do it otherwise.
But this is fine too. Good. I'm glad. Okay.
Oh, it was so fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
I think the major thing that maybe we should talk a little bit about is, and we talked about it at the meeting, and that is this idea of a rain date. We have all these things contracted and everything is, the cookies and all this stuff. And if we have the tent, I mean, I'm coming off the Millbury College and graduated. We're standing out there. Everybody had umbrellas. And I got hit in the face with an umbrella. There's this little kid that was going like that. But it was okay. It was a special event. And we're not going to stand out there for 30 minutes or let out for more than 30 minutes. And I think if it's raining, we'll be able to even make this comments shorter, hopefully. I think to have a rain date would be really difficult. Maybe if it's lightning or, some horrible tornado or something coming through, but
I agree.
I think that would be hard.
And the rain date is Labor Day weekend.
Which is not ideal.
It's not ideal.
Yeah.
I think we'll lose people.
I agree. I really think unless it's lightning and it's raining. So if it was raining so hard and lightning that we thought people wouldn't come, I would still kind of, I want to keep that idea of a rain date as a possibility. But I agree. I have no problem with doing the rain date or doing the ribbon cutting in the rain. It would be a bummer not to be able to have the music and the refreshments on the roof terrace. But we have backup places inside where we could do refreshment and music. So we can, I agree, Barbara, we're doing it on the 29th. But thank you for you saying there is something we really have to talk about reminded me that there is something else I needed to talk about. Basically something I need to ask of the trustees, which is I have put together the budget now that we've kind of figured out what all these events are going to cost. And it's about $7,000 for all of these events. So the alcohol for the preview party, the pizza for the contractors, all of these events together, the flowers, the whatever. So the Friends of the Library Board have already agreed to do $2,500. I wanted to ask if the trustees would consider contributing $2,500 as well. I can cover about $2,500, I think, from our unrestricted fund. which would get us to 7,500, which would cover everything. So something.
Well, we have the money. So
do we have it?
Do we?
Yeah. I mean, yes, we have it. Yeah.
I mean, I have to look and see what's in the checking account versus no, it's liquid. I mean,
yeah, I think we have.
I think we have it. I have to look.
I think the thing for the trustees to know is that we really don't replenish that money in any way.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we also don't open the new library very frequently.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to consider that as a viable option. I do think it begs the question at some point about how we might fundraise for the trustees.
I also think we should go back maybe and look at the past. I can look at the past few years of financial reports, but since the only real expenses the trustees have are the annual retreat and the annual staff appreciation event, even though you don't fundraise, I think the value of the accounts has increased pretty much every year since I've been here. I mean, up and down, but it tracks the market.
Yeah.
So I had been concerned that I was gonna have to ask the trustees for like $10,000 or $20,000 for this project if we got in trouble. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I haven't looked at the numbers closely. Natasha, I can look at the most recent report we have, but my sense is that the trustees could probably afford to do this, and it would rebuild after a few years on its own.
I mean, the trustees, I think our accounts in total have somewhere like north of $100,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have money, and frankly, that is a good question. I mean, what else are we doing with it? I mean, if the library needs, and if the library needs money to close the gap, I think that would be a good use of it.
Can I ask a basic question? Why was the budget for the trustees established? Where did that come about?
Gosh, that's a good question.
It's not a budget. It's people have given bequests over the years.
Okay.
And if people give a bequest or a large gift to the library, as opposed to the friends of the library, it goes to the trustees to be invested. The town doesn't have a mechanism for investing funds. So it has been held by the trustees and invested. And
we've changed the amounts recently.
Was there a gift of $50,000? I know the friends got it from a private foundation. Can't remember the name.
That did not happen for the trustees.
It didn't happen for the trustees. I thought it was also replicated by the...
There haven't really been any big bequests. I think maybe we got a $5,000 bequest a few years ago, but I think most of these funds are from a long time ago, meaning like 20, 30 years.
Which again, I think means
we are not going to open another library in my lifetime.
No, no.
So I think if you all are interested, I would like to move that we...
Barbara is moving.
Barbara Doyle Village is moving that the trustees contribute $2,500 to the opening expenses of the new Ilsley renovated library.
Meg Baker seconds.
And I would just ask for just to have a little bit of a discussion for a second before we vote on it.
Yep.
Which is, if those numbers are firm, that's great. Oh, I think that as the trustees, like, we should look to see, like, if there's a gap. I mean, for the purposes of these opening things, I think that's great. And if you come back and say, you know, maybe we need to pitch in a little bit more, so maybe we leave it flexible until you come back with some actual numbers, and then we can vote on an actual number, or we can just vote in theory to say, yes, we will fill the gap, whatever it is.
So perhaps I should amend my motion. I would like to amend the motion to say that we would like, we will contribute to the expenses for the opening of the library to be determined at a later date, the actual cost.
And Meg Baker seconds. All right. Are we ready to vote on this? All right. Excellent. So all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, unanimous.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
And it might end up being less, too. We'll see. Probably not. That never happens.
You know,
anything's possible.
That's a very good question, though.
If you're saying that, for example, the reserve, I mean, I'm just talking out loud, not, I don't even know if we could use it in this way, but if you're saying that, like, you're concerned that the reserve has now gone down to $6,000 and that it may not be enough, I wonder whether you'd come back to the trustees to say we need some additional amount
I
for the
think something
purposes.
would have to go really wrong for that to happen. I
Okay.
have about $100,000 in the library's capital improvements fund.
Okay.
So if we, and I dearly hope not to spend all that, I'm thinking we'd maybe need another $20,000 or something at the outside. I'd be really surprised if it was more than that at this point. So I think I could just take it from that reserve fund.
Just something for us as
But yeah, so I
it's
mean,
something for us to think about and to think about financially, but maybe we can talk about that with strategic planning, right?
Anything else with related to the grand opening that anybody is thinking about?
Can I shoot this idea around for the gifties, or should I hold back this kind of stuff?
I think that would be a, this could be a,
That
yeah,
I
we're thinking, so Barbara and I had set up a meeting that didn't come to fruition related to the welcome kits for staff and thinking about specifically really thinking about like key day and then staff move-in day and how the trustees can welcome staff to their new spaces.
That's a fun thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was thinking, these are just off the internet. These are things you can buy, but I thought we could do bags, and you put like funny things like tape and rubber band help you stay flexible, don't snap, just bend. Eraser to remind you that you can always start again. String to tie things together when everything falls apart. Anyway, just kind of funny things, and then also the gift certificate could go into this bag, and a note from the trustees how much we appreciated their work in the last year and a half remotely, and welcome to your new home, or something wishy like that.
Yes.
Can I was just thinking, in a way, we're acknowledging what the staff has been doing all along, right? So it's not like this is what we'd like to see, but this is what we have seen. So we are kind of celebrating that. Is that a way to kind of,
Well, and this
yeah.
is like a little a moving, what do you call it? Like first aid kit or something. You could have a piece of candy in there, and things get really good on chocolate and solves all problems.
A little bit of wall putty, perhaps.
I love your idea before too of like and I wonder, I haven't been into town hall actually, but I wonder if they have like the little like tiny little cacti that you can sort of put in the book with us because they're just sort of sweet greenery to like green up people's spaces. I know you've mentioned that a long time ago, and I'm sort of stuck on it because I like it as an idea.
Where was I? I was at some place and they had little tiny pots. It was like
Yeah,
a,
they sell them at halfway. Yeah.
was it, I think it was an egg. I was an egg with it. Anyway, it was about $5 a plant, maybe eight. And so we would have to decide if we want to spend that kind of money. But something like that would be really sweet.
Yeah, I think
The only thing I think about is people might want to pick out their own plants, because some people are plant picky.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Then let's step away from that idea.
So, cactus are really good because it's impossible to kill.
Right.
It's impossible.
Almost.
Well, we'll continue on with this. If you guys think this is a good idea, if you want to, maybe we should plan another breakfast or something. And
Let's plan another breakfast. And while we're on the topic, just because as I'm thinking about this and costs, wondering if there is a way to sort of budget for those pieces as well. We should make a motion going into that.
You mean draw funds for
Like a
the
similar motion.
promotion?
Yeah.
Well,
A similar
to
motion.
cover the
So
expense
I
drop.
like that. It's not cautious that and I'll move for the trustees to authorize expenses yet to be determined of welcoming gifts for the staff as they move into the newly renovated library.
Excellent.
This is Barbara. I second the motion.
Thank you. All those in favor? Again, unanimous. Excellent.
And so, roughly, how much do you think it might come to?
Well, I'm thinking about staff gift cards if we need to buy 12, and probably $15 or $20 per. Right. So those are the kinds of things I'm thinking about if we're doing a cleanup. There might be, I'm not thinking it's an astronomical sum. I just want to make sure that we have a budget for that. Okay. Let's see. Was there anything else related to the welcome gifts that anyone was thinking about? Or related to the grand opening that we haven't talked about?
It just occurred to me, Trisha's son, London, made a, what do you call, like the stamp that you cut out?
A linoleum print.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of like an Ilsley-themed lino cut. Because she was making gift bags for, I forget exactly, some program. But anyways, you might want to get in touch. You might want to ask London to stamp some paper bags as for the gift bags.
Yes. Okay. Because
they look really good.
Yeah.
Might as well get more use out of that.
Yeah.
Line of cut.
And it's a recognition, right?
Yeah.
For them to,
Great. All right. The next thing is board comments and unfinished business. And one of the notes I have is related to our meeting at the Sarah Partridge Library, which I know we had had on our agenda that we were going to do a meeting.
Should we just do July?
Spring. So we could do July.
That's what I was thinking, because once
we have a new building,
we're not going to want
to.
And we wanted to move it from January in the depths of winter to the summer. So I think this is going to be our only option.
So I've emailed Laura to ask if we can have it for the 13th, which I believe is our July meeting.
And what is the date of the?
That I think it's the 13th.
July 13th.
Okay, I won't be here.
Okay, so Barbara won't be here. Are there other folks?
I will be here. Okay, sure.
Marita, do you know?
I will be here.
You will be here? Okay, well, so we should have a forum then.
Yeah.
So hopefully, if there's any conflicts with that for Laura, just let us know. But otherwise, we'll plan that our July meeting will be at Sarah Partridge. Anything else, board comments on finished business that we haven't?
Well, not finished business, but I wanted to get some clarification for the connection with the friends. And because I know you send a report about what happens with trustees.
I just send them the same director's report.
And you meet with Ravel once a month. Is that correct or not necessary?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
I try to go to the Friends board meeting.
Yeah, and I'll be glad to, to be there as well if you can.
Ravel used to come to these meetings more regularly. We used to have the Friends, a representative from the Friends, come to the trustee meeting. That hasn't happened as much lately, but
And the meetings are very detailed. They are women around the table that get a lot of things done, and I think they have really organized the sales to almost perfection with all the carts now. And it's a very busy, very successful thing. And I think they were just talking about how they will do their own move-in, discussing the dates and everything. And then the other decision that was made was the discontinuing of the funding the donation to ACR. I think they have also a whole list of volunteers, right, that will work for the opening and everything. It looked to me like that was in the plan, at least.
Wait, Marita, did they meet last week?
Yeah, this week. No, this week.
Right, they're meet
on Thursday.
It's coming up on Thursday. Yes, oh, okay, good, good, good. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, okay, good. I was like, oh no, did I miss it? Okay.
No.
And Marita, can you ask them? I mean, I'm sure you're going to spend some time on this, but I think one question I have is whether they'd like to participate with the welcome kits at all, because we have
often
yeah.
engaged with
Yeah.
them around staff appreciation, and this is a really similar kind of event. And so there are elements of the kits that they feel really passionately about, whether that's a plant or what have you.
It sounds wonderful.
That'd be great.
Would you be able to send me the list of these amazing ideas that you had? Or I can just report out. It doesn't have to be a visual, only if you want.
I hesitated to send out the visual because a lot of people will see something and think that's it.
Oh,
it was just to spark our imagination a little bit. But just say we're trying to come up with something to welcome the staff into the new building.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. And what would be really nice is if they had somebody. Ravel is on the, and Amy are both on the committee planning the grand opening, so they know what's going on.
Okay.
Maybe one of them would be interested in brainstorming with us on what goes in these packages, and so they just Amy could do it or Ravel could do it. That'd be great. That'd be great. But this is interesting, Maria, because I think it brings up kind of a procedural thing. We have a liaison to MCTV, we have a liaison to the Friends, but we don't, in the structure of our meeting, have a feed out about what happened in those meetings.
We used to have reports.
Yeah,
and we can add that back in.
I don't want the cumbersome written report kind of thing, but if you just, this is what they're struggling with right now. I thought it was really interesting about the readers.
That's a great idea.
I think it just could be part of the regular report.
I feel like we got away from that. We had so much going on with the renovation expansion and the Ilsley 100. I just got my folders, my digital files ready for fiscal year 27 meetings. It feels like the time is right to add that back into our regular agenda template.
Yeah,
that would
be helpful.
I think the other thing that makes me think of is anytime, Dana and I collaboratively kind of work together on the agendas most of the time. Anytime that there's a committee or a report out that needs to happen, even if it's not regularly scheduled, you can just be in touch with one or both of us. So that's obviously true of, when there's governance policy kinds of things, the director's evaluation. But it would be true for MCTV or the Friends as well. And there can be a regular time, but we might not have that every month. So it's like this.
Well, as long as we're on, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about MCTV. We've been remote Zoom meetings for the whole time I've been involved. So the other day there was something at Town Hall Theater, and one of the board members was there. It was the first time I'd seen him in person. I hardly recognized him. Are you a human? But they're talking about the move. They're talking a lot about some of the logistics of running whatever is going to be run in there. And you'll be pleased to know, we are digitizing the VHSs, and we have completed 580 of them.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yes, so far.
Oh my God, Barbara, thank you.
580. There's 4,000, so don't get too excited.
No, that's a dent.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's a dent.
We've been working on it.
Wow.
It's kind of fun, to be perfectly honest. You see people in this 83 to 2004.
Wow.
Everything was done on VHS tape, and it was never digitized. It was never moved over. So you should see Jim Douglas, all these people. Mark plays pickleball. He's like, that's the woman I play pickleball with. Look at her. She looks gorgeous. So many years have gone by, but it's been really interesting.
Music.
Yeah.
It's great.
So anyway, they're trying to, the Wilshers, I think, are working on it more than anybody to get the backlog down. So it isn't so.
And how is that going to be stored? Is that stored in the cloud?
Well, here's the, and I brought this up numerous times to numerous people. In my mind, and this is the librarian coming out, if you can't access them in a logical way, like if I wanted to see everything Jim Douglas was in, all of his speeches, then it's, we can do it pretty much by year. But I'm not cataloging, I'm just digitizing. So now there's this massive, and some of them are terrible, and a lot of them are dupes. It needs to be really worked at, but they don't have any money.
Right.
So I've
that's step two.
Then there could be a volunteer somewhere,
yeah,
you know, that would be willing, because it is interesting.
I wonder if the Sheldon Museum might be interested in collaboration. Just thinking
I think
about
they've checked.
Have you?
Well, apparently they had grant money years ago to have somebody cataloging, digitizing images, and he was at the college. And he was working with Henry Sheldon and working with MCTV. And then the money ran out, the guy left, and so it stopped.
Well, I think,
but anyway, that's the big issue.
You know, the other piece is if we wait 10 years, AR might be able to catch it for us.
He said, you know, somebody could probably just run A1, look at it, and say, write me a summary. Mm-hmm. And it would give you the date, and
yeah,
you could see who's in it and what basically what it was about.
Yeah.
Well, the problem, of course, which many people are concerned about, is that Jim Douglas would then be seen in another video doing nasty things, you know, because they all everything becomes a part of their database. So anyway, there's to be discussed later. That's not in my daily life anymore, but it's interesting.
Because you'd have to index it all in order to make it accessible.
It has to be indexed.
Step one is getting it digitized, because I really don't want $4,000 or 4,000 VHS videos stored in my new library. And that's what's happening to anything that's not digitized by the time we move in. So.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to look at them, because you have to look at them in real time. You know, nobody has machines to do it. So,
Okay. Any other more comments or unfinished business? Great. Then we're going to adjourn 6:23.
Wow.